fear is going away, says this woman, because of decreased cases. And the reason for the decline has researchers worldwide perplexed.
It's not weather or humidity. It's definitely not vaccinations, because, you know, barely 1% of the population's covered.
There were about 1,500 deaths a day, and that's now down to below 100 a day. That's for the whole of India, but the declines have been seen in nearly all of the big cities of India where we have some data. So there's remarkable change from just a few months ago.
Wow.
Yeah, I did the same thing this morning when I heard this on John Moore's show. I said, what? I went downstairs, talked to my wife. I said, did you just hear that? She listened on the smart speaker downstairs. She's like, yeah. It's like, what's going on in India? When the coronavirus originally took hold in India, people were afraid that it was going to sink the entire health system.
Completely, like annihilation-style level of deaths, yes.
I mean, it's the second most populous country in the world. Infections climbed dramatically for months and months and months. At one point, India looked like it might overtake the United States as the country with the highest case toll. But they've noticed something in the last little while. Infections began to plummet in September. Now the country is reporting about 11,000 new cases a day compared to their peak, which was 100,000 cases a day. And I am just fascinated by what could be going on. You heard one of the epidemiologists there kind of best guess scenarioing it to try to break it down a little bit. But, you know, we wanted to bring in Dr. Isaac Bogosh, infectious disease physician at Toronto General Hospital. He's the member of Ontario's COVID-19 vaccine distribution task force.
Anytime that we have a story that, you know, sort of had a, because what you've heard day after day after day has been doom and gloom, doom and gloom, doom and gloom. So to hear a story that sort of took a turn in a completely different direction, you know, how can that not be hopeful in nature?
And Dr. Bogosh does join us on the program now. Doctor, you missed my great setup there. It was pretty good. Perfect. It was perfect.
Well, I guess you don't have to repeat it. I was going to say I'll go back and listen to the show, but I probably won't.
See, that's why we love you, because you're honest.
Now, I was saying that I heard this story this morning out of India, and I actually went down to my wife and I said, did you hear that? And she looked at me and she said, yeah, like it's pretty fascinating. I'm not asking you to solve this, you know, this riddle. But when you hear a story like this as somebody who's in this profession, what goes through your head?
So basically, you're referring to this rapid plummet in cases in India. So a couple of things. One, I think it's fair to say, hey, we don't have all the answers and we're not entirely sure. I think that's a fair thing. The other thing is there's probably a lot that goes into this, right? It is probably some combination of the following. Number one, I think we'd be foolish to ignore that there's, you know, a seasonal component to many coronaviruses that may be playing a role. Two, there's been a ton of people that have been infected and there might be some population level immunity from, you know, natural infection leading to some degree of immunity in many communities. Three, a lot of people are wearing masks and there are mask mandates in India and public health measures are being taken. It's way too early to say this is a success from early vaccinations. It's just too soon. They're vaccinating like crazy, but it's too soon to be successful for vaccination. So it's probably public health measures being taken, some degree of herd immunity, or I'm not saying herd immunity, some degree of population immunity, and perhaps even a component of seasonality playing its role.
Can you be specific when it comes to population level immunity? Does that have to do with density?
Yeah, when you look at some of the data coming out of India, there's some very dense, obviously, many people listening have traveled to India. There are areas that are very densely populated, and you can look at, you know, serology, so who's been infected. And, you know, there's areas where, you know, 50% plus of the people have had evidence of a recent infection with COVID-19. We have to remember that populations don't always mix around. So you might have certain areas where the virus has basically just burned itself out because enough people have been infected in a particular area where if you're just not going to get reinfections because everyone's or many people are immune.
So
I think the other thing though is you can't get overconfident with this. You can't say, pat yourself on the back, we're all heading in the right direction. The wild card here is variants of concern. A total wild card can totally undo everything. We don't know enough about them. We're not entirely sure what their role is in terms of reinfection risk. So if someone has been infected, will a variant of concern be able to reinfect those individuals? And I think that, you know, while this is obviously fantastic news, it's great. You can't ignore that those cases are headed in the right direction for some time. That is an amazing trend, and you're also seeing it in many other places. You got to be careful here. It's not the time to let down your public health measures, and you still got to take measures to protect communities. And you know, could variants of concern get introduced and cause reinfection? We don't know.
So when you talk about a virus burning itself out in that sort of population level immunity situation, the scenario, is that not a worst case scenario, best case outcome type of deal? Like it's yeah, not ideal, but what resulted from it is good.
Yeah, that's a good way of putting it. I mean, look, the path towards that is horrific, right? Like, look what happens in Canada. We've had over 20,000 deaths in Canada, and while many of us have, yes, been infected, it's still a tiny, tiny, tiny proportion of Canadians have been infected. And if you just let this rip through Canada, you'd have, you know, well over 100,000 deaths for sure.
Is there a possibility that you have a situation where this particular country has been exposed to a variety of diseases through their lives, things like cholera, typhoid, tuberculosis, that kind of could prime the body to mount a stronger response when it comes to the immune system?
I think it's theoretical, but at the end of the day, I don't think it's really going to... That's a really good question, and it's a longer conversation for this call. Theoretically, maybe, with a lot of question marks and asterisks behind it, but probably not.
Quickly, before we let you go, you probably heard Dr. Davila's recommendations about a March 9th reopening for the City of Toronto. Do you sort of concur with that thinking?
Yeah, obviously I'm not a lockdown for forever kind of person. You got to open, and you got to open carefully. And if you do open, you got to be able to pivot quickly if there's a spike in cases. She's the medical officer of health for Toronto. She's got all the data at her fingertips. She knows how this pandemic runs. She knows, you know, I trust her. I really do. I think I'm not averse to reopening. Don't get me wrong. I just think that, you know, that emergency brake function needs to be used, and it needs to be used quickly. You got to stay two steps ahead of this. We know how fast this virus can get out of control. If we start to see things move sideways and move ahead in the wrong direction, you got to pull that emergency brake. Let's just put it this way. We don't need a third wave. A third wave is completely preventable. Another lockdown is completely preventable. Let's just let this be the last lockdown.
Dr. Bogosh, I'll set up a Zoom chat for later. We can go over that a little longer and in depth.
Looking forward to it.
Sounds good.
All right.
Thank you so much.
And a bottle of Chablis.
Yeah, we'll sit. We'll have a long, drawn-out conversation.
As I was saying earlier today on the show, allow me to go to the tape.